And remember, this time, it's not the terrorist act that changes the world from bad to worse. This was the bad decision of the electorate during those times when they made bad decisions. The people who voted for Donald Trump were either evil or cruel or insane or, you know, just sort of stupid and willing to destroy the entire world, which is interesting, too, because, you know, when they vote for Trump and his, you know, nefarious agenda, they know they're going to be killed. So there's still a lot of people who aren't quite sure they're all in with what's going on. But there's a lot more people than there used to be who think maybe that's okay. Because the conflict, the internal conflict the United States faces during this time period is going to prevent us from working in the benefit of the national interest. And so, how on earth are you ever going to make America great again without the killing power of a real Armageddon? Now, obviously, this was crazy, right? And yet you have to understand that if that's what public opinion is like, if you wanted to win an election, you want as best as possible a candidate who's willing to exploit this idea that somehow death is exactly what we need, from giant plagues that wiped out millions, or a civil war, to expend lives on a scale that was unprecedented and to create armies that were enormous. That's stunning, right? But that's kind of how they thought. You know, sometimes when you're trying to create a new world, you have to utterly destroy the old one. And as crazy as it sounds, there were even public speeches about this, which should have been a sign of things to come. And yet, we're told that people watching enjoyed the spectacle. Take, for example, the first of the Republican primary debates, where now you have candidates running on platforms where racism and separation and all these things were kind of what they were selling, but nobody cared. People were fed up enough to ignore the racism. And Donald Trump got up there in front of the world, buck naked, and he said, quote, "God has opened my eyes. Now I am given power over all the nations of the earth to chase away the godless, to appropriate their houses and their money. None may remain alive in Zion, but those who can offer the Father a pure and pleasing worship. To a man, the rest would die of lethal punishments. God the Father wants an exterminator of men to chase away the godless if the nation is not willing. The only way to preserve the righteous from the contagion of the impure is to sweep them from the face of the earth. So all the great, intelligent, educated people of this age, they must perish by the sword of the righteous. You cannot stop me." And you can see the genitals of the prophet that day in front of the crowd. And, oh my God, they're small. Which was, you know, upsetting, but he was right about Judgment Day approaching. Because look what happens to anyone that even offers a shadow of contradiction to this guy. While all this is going on, next to the stage are three large cages that look like transparent telephone booths, if anybody can remember what telephone booths look like anymore. Cages that held the bodies of three men whose only crime was to simply question what this prophet was pushing. And they are stuck in those cages. Each one gets their own cage, and they get to be tortured to death for 8 days. And there's lots of people in the crowd who've come to watch. They aren't terrified. They're ecstatic. They feel like they are blessed to be there. They were going to usher in the new age. And so when Trump made the comments about them all being sent to their deaths with him, they said, quote, okay, end quote. And after this pivotal speech, 2,000 Donald Trump supporters show up with a true sense of what makes America great and go off running toward the city, screaming and shouting and charging. And these peasants go on a rampage. There's no other way to describe it. To me, it's like the Benny Hill Show, high-speed film in my mind's eye, playing Yakety Sax as directed by Quentin Tarantino. It's bloody, it's horrible, and yet part of you still can't help but laugh that the prophet who knows what God wants is Donald Trump. I mean, this is a guy that's like half Charles Manson and half Exodore from Mork and Mindy. Just ridiculous.